talked about it in many ways.
Radio.
We're going to talk about Lyme in a different way today. It has an interesting evolution. There are more people coming out and talking about it. As a matter of fact, there was a clip in some movie I saw, I think, over the weekend, some strange clip that, you know, a kid made about not wanting to go to the Amazon. Why? Not because of the mosquitoes. What he said in this blockbuster movie was something like, I don't want to go down there. That's where Lyme disease is. Well, guess what? You don't have to go to the Amazon for that, folks. It's right on the menu right here, and that's what we're going to talk about today with Katina Macris joining us on the show today. But before we do that, I got to give a shout-out to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B. How are you?
Hey.
There, you got it.
I'll tell you, you brought a whole new meaning to the word, hey. I thought that was pretty good. All right. Oh, man. Thank you, Benny. Thank you for that moment. I got to wipe the smile off my face here while I get ready to pull a prosperity card. What do you think, Benny? Should we give a shout-out and do one of the Heidi Bayer prosperity cards now?
Let's do it.
Now, here's Dr. Pat's prosperity message of the day.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. I've got the – this is interesting. This is a cool card, Benny. The card is My Words Have Power. My words. Hey.
Your word. You should rephrase that.
Word.
Word. One word.
My word. And this is prosperity law number one. I mean, isn't this interesting? We picked one, five, and six. We can't get out of the single digits with the card. My word has power. I love that. Hey, you create much of your experience by the words you speak. When you verbalize an idea, you send out energy telling yourself and the universe, I was going to say, telling your sense. I don't know what's going on, Heidi. You got to forgive me for reading this card like this. Telling yourself and the universe of an intention, which makes the idea more likely to come to pass. Watch your words and speak only of what you would have, what you want to have in your world. I want to tell you something about this card. This is good. This is about not only what you want to have in your world, Benny, but it's also speaking out about what we don't want to have in our world. And, you know, folks say to me, ah, oh, there you go, I'm negative again. You know, we're going to take your title away from you. I said, what title? Queen of Positivity. I said, you know what? I'm just me. Some days you got to call it like you see it. You know, that's just it. And when you're talking about Lyme disease, you got to call it like you see it. Katina Macris joining us here today. She is somebody that is not only on a campaign, but she is on a mission to make sure that people in the world right now understand what Lyme disease is, what it's not, what the current state of affairs are in our medical community, what you need to know about alternative treatments, and we've got some great folks we're going to bring on, as she's going to bring on her fabulous show, Limelight Radio, and what it is that this journey does tell us. Can you recover from Lyme disease? How do you recover? What are some of the challenges? What are some of the highlights of this? And so through her fabulous, fabulous book, by the way, which we're going to talk about here on the show, you know, through her book, through her radio show, through her speaking platforms, you know, she is one of the most sought after people to get out there and say, you know, let me tell you the depth and the breadth of chronic illness. That chronic illness is called Lyme disease. Even though you're not going to find it as a chronic disease in some of the medical, nowhere of the medical diagnosis, the only place you're going to find it is when insurance companies want to say, oh, you have that chronic Lyme disease, therefore we cannot blah, blah, blah. So this show is about, oh, I'm fired up already. I haven't even finished introducing her, and I'm already cranked up on this, Benny. So this is a show, one of many, that's going to help all of us get educated and informed, not just about what this is, but also about what the solutions are. Because when you hear Katina and her radio show and her speaking platform, this is somebody that understands that you can be in recovery and you can be in a place where you do have help. You can be in a place where when you pull the string on your parachute, it opens and you live and you land and you thrive. Katina, welcome to the show. It is amazing. It is awesome. It is great to have you here. Thank you for joining me. See, I got like 5 minutes talking about this. I'm already cranked up. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's truly my honor to be here with you, and that was a really tremendous introduction. Thank you, and you're right. We have so much to talk about.
Well, let's start with a conversation about you because and Limelight Radio. You know, today's topic is healing Lyme disease, body, mind, and spirit with you, Katina Macris, and your radio show, which we're getting ready to launch, is amazing, and the events that you and I are going to be part of on Martha's Vineyard here in a week or so. I got to ask you a question. 40 years of this, looking at this in your life, right? You have seen the good, the bad, the ugly, and the absolutely horrific. What have you learned in a 10-year journey with this? Where were you 10 years ago? What have you learned? And what have you done to make some changes? See how that big question just comes out so you can just talk for the rest of the hour.
Yes, I have learned so much. It's incredible. Back in the summer of 2000, I was a picture of health in my early 40s, living an organic lifestyle in northern New England. I'm a homeopath. I worked in natural medicine for 2 decades at that point and got mysteriously flu one summer that hit me hard and had really strange symptoms with it, like vertigo and heart palpitations, and was a very, you know, unsuspect kind of thing on a summer's day. And went to the doctor a few days later, you know, because I was not responding to typical echinacea and zinc and the kind of things that would pull me out of a flu. And I was told, oh, maybe you have walking pneumonia, because I was so profoundly weak. Couldn't get out of bed, couldn't get to the shower without help. And as the summer progressed, I did not pull out of the walking pneumonia. And now I had violent migraines and stiff neck and insomnia and on a whole constellation of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And as we approached the winter months, soon depression and anxiety, and you can imagine a whole array of emotional feelings came along with this illness as I watched my career and my beautiful practice slip away from me. And being a mother with young children, it was really hard to manage. So I ended up with a diagnosis by the wintertime of migraines, anxiety disorder, and chronic fatigue syndrome, which I limped along with, and life was really a kind of a spiraling vortex of down, 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 not, you know, very few plateaus. And I have to say, as I share in my book, it was 5 years of terrible mismanagement of my health, in and out of prominent doctors' offices, hospitals throughout New England, 3 negative Lyme disease tests. Even though they were looking for Lyme disease, we had negative results, and I was just lumped in that category of fibromyalgia chronic fatigue syndrome. And it was a very savvy clinical nutritionist in year 5, as I'd been bedridden for a full year, who said to me when I came in my wheelchair and all crumpled over, he said, this is Lyme disease, Katina. It's disseminated. It's moved into various systems of your body. It's hit, you know, your nervous system, your hormonal system. And, you know, he started explaining to me. And we used a specialty lab, which is one of the things I have learned. As you said, what have I learned from this illness? Most doctors do not know about this illness. They have 15 minutes of education in medical school. It's considered a short-term acute infectious illness. 2 weeks of antibiotics is what the Infectious Disease Society suggests. And they do not know what the chronic form looks like, and they do not know about the state-of-the-art specialty lab. So I have learned so much about these diagnostic tests, about signs and symptoms of the chronic form, and, of course, a lot of healing information that I would love to share with you all.
Yeah, and I want you to share it. And, by the way, you're going to share it through, first of all, I want to say, we're getting ready to launch Limelight Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So for those of you out there that want to get educated and informed each week, this is going to be the great way to do it. you know, one of the things I want to talk about when we come back from break is this interesting place we find ourselves now. And, you know, you heard me mention, I'm trying to remember the show that I saw. It was like, I said, what did he just say? It was either a movie I went to or some television show. And I couldn't believe the teenager and the reason he gave for not wanting to go to the Amazon, okay? Not wanting to go to the Amazon. Why? Lyme disease. Really? It's made the headlines, but yet it hasn't made the American Medical Association's book for chronic illness. Why is that? We're going to talk to Christine about this. Yeah, let's hold on. We'll come back from break. And you're going to have the floor on this one. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We are shining the light, the limelight, for all of you out there. I know you know what I'm talking about. Doesn't matter where you live. Washington State says we don't have any ticks like that here. Guess what? This show's for everybody. We'll be right back.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activation. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Many of you that have been listening to the Dr. Pat Show for the 10 years that we've been on, you know that we were incredibly supportive of a movie that came out on Lyme disease, and Katina's going to talk about that here. You know, when that movie came out, I think it was called Under Our Skin, we did some screenings here in the state of Washington. Needless to say, we did not have to do any screenings over in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, and you'll find out from Katina in a minute why. But we did have to do something here in the state of Washington and even in California, because when I went to the state of Washington CDC to talk with them about Lyme disease, their first comment to me was, hello, we don't really have that in the state of Washington. Then I said, well, I'm from New Jersey. What do you think? That's when they changed their tune. What I want to say to everybody out there is we're on a journey. I know many of you that have called into this show, I know that you are getting help with chronic Lyme disease or Lyme disease, whatever you want to call it. But Katina is joining us here today. Katina Makris is joining us here today because she's someone that has gone through every crack and crevice there is to understand, to learn, to provide hope for and solutions for diagnosis and recovery. And so her radio show, Limelight Radio, is going to be a weekly show that's going to bring some of the best to the forefront to talk about the kind of help you can get. But one of the things that, Katina, we talked about before the break, is really what we're really battling here. You know, that comment in that movie, and I just have to remember what it is, but that comment in the movie, for that to make the big screen, or any screen at all, really says that people are trying to get a message out there. Why is it important to get a message out? How does the medical profession look at Lyme disease? And I'm not talking about the natural people, because that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, well, you're right. We're in a crisis. Many of us in the know consider Lyme disease to be the infectious illness epidemic of the 21st century. If you look at historical trends in the modern Western world, every 30, 35 years we have an infectious disease epidemic that sweeps the population. We lose thousands of people in the early part of the illness because understanding and knowledge and treatment is not there in diagnosis. And finally, medical science catches up to the curve. They learn about the illness, and then we find a solution. If we look back, it was AIDS, HIV in the 1980s. Prior to that, it was polio. Before that, it was diphtheria, tuberculosis, malaria. You can look back and see the trends. And we are waking up, to the reality that Lyme disease is the infectious illness epidemic of the current day. It was first isolated in 1975 in Old Lyme, Connecticut, which is how it got the name. A group of teenage children showed up that summer with fevers, swollen joints, and rheumatoid arthritis-type symptoms, and they had the strange circular bullseye mark on their body. And one of the mothers called the hospital up in Boston, and they sent down an infectious disease doctor to examine the situation, and they isolated a bacteria that's called Borrelia burgdorferi, which is the cause of Lyme disease. And the infectious disease doctor in the Center for Disease Control at the time felt that this was a short-term infectious illness and that 2 weeks of amoxicillin or doxycycline should be enough to knock out this infection. End of story. So that's how the illness got labeled, as a short-term infectious illness, and, you know, you should recover pretty quickly. Well, guess what? 40 years later now, we're learning the hard way through cases like mine and hundreds of thousands. They actually estimate probably about 4 million in the United States are infected with the bacteria, and only 10% are properly diagnosed, and the rest are kind of misdiagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, Bell's palsy, Parkinson's, bipolar disorder, chronic fatigue syndrome. So this bacterial infection has flown under the radar, and migratory birds, which fly all around the country, they have, you know, their flyways, they're tic-tacs, these. and they carry the ticks, you know, from New England to South Carolina to Florida to Texas, up and down the West Coast where you are. San Diego's got a huge outbreak of Lyme disease. Up in the Pacific Northwest, you're loaded with it because your seasons are such that you don't have a cold winter to kill off ticks. It's the birds fly over from up to Canada. It's into Norway. It's, you know, it's all over now. So we're waking up to the reality that this illness is here and we are behind the curve. Medical science needs to get the money together, the research together, and we need to crack the code, because if we can crack the code, we can arrest the progress, all these autoimmune illnesses we could find some treatment cures for, and hopefully we might even find a vaccine.
Well, one of the things I think we should also talk about is the range of this. And, you know, let's have a conversation about it, because misunderstanding is what the world that you've lived in for 10 years plus. You know, how the disease is misunderstood, but also how the treatment is. One of the things that I do want to ask you about is when people saw the movie Under Our Skin, which was a great breakthrough movie on it, we've learned a lot since. But what they showed in that movie, I think it was interesting. What they didn't show in the movie is what ultimately might happen to somebody. And you know, one of the actual people in the film, the woman from Minnesota, 2 weeks before she was to come out to Seattle to work with my naturopath, she passed away. Away in her sleep because these things act like a little magnet and electro. I mean, so we're not even talking about that part. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about the progression, things the way it shows up as ALS. Can you comment on that a little bit? Have you made any progress at all in that arena?
Well, there's a tiny bit of progress. What I should tell people first is just a little piece of education. You basically, when you get bitten by the tick, you get an injection, basically, of this organism into your bloodstream. And it also, so the tick can carry other organisms, viruses, parasites,
right,
et cetera, too. So you can pick up multiple infections. It
right.
starts out in your bloodstream, but the bacteria itself is a corkscrew or spirochete bacteria. It's similar to syphilis. It spirals its way from the bloodstream into the soft tissue, into muscles and joints, and keeps, you know, spiraling its way further into the body, into organs and glands, and eventually, like you said, into the spinal fluid and nervous system, which then it can affect your brain and create all kinds of neurological disorders. So there's a lot of damage it can do, and some people it progresses very rapidly. They get an infection, and within months they can have these kinds of symptoms. Depending on your genetic constitution, your immune function, your age, et cetera, with me it took several years for it to get that far into my nervous system. There's a good organization. They're called ILADS is the acronym, but it's International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. This group of doctors have been willing to step out of the box of conventional thought, and they are looking at this illness, like you just said, as a complex multi-system infection. And this group is only about 600 or 700 of them here in this country, but we have other doctors in Europe and elsewhere too that are understanding that, yes, it affects the nervous system. It will create Alzheimer. It will create ALS. It will create Bell's palsy. It will create MS. It does trigger the autoimmune response in people, and people get so debilitated and run down by fighting infection for so long that, of course, your immune system goes haywire. Of course, the adrenal glands collapse. Of course, we get depletions in amino acid and neurotransmitters, and we end up with emotional problems, too. So this is a great group. You can look at their website, ilabs.com, and find out doctors that are perhaps in your area or doctors that are in the process of being trained. And they have great
right.
seminars and videos, too.
Right. Let me just make, before we go to break, I want to just give everybody this information if you don't have it. For those of you out there, go to the website. It's ilads.org. You can get there real quick. But also, when you get there, please take a look at the upcoming conferences that are going to be held for this year, October. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, for those of you out there, I would like to open up the phone lines. It's an opportunity to have a chat with Katina. Call in with your questions and your comments, please. The other way to do it is you could go to the drpatshow.com or you could go to transformationtalkradio.com. On the right-hand side, ask your question or make a comment. Our toll-free number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, toll-free call-in. The other thing that you want to do is you want to take down the website for Katina's show, limelightradio.com, L-Y-M-E-L-I-G-H-T, radio.com. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the latest discoveries are. What are some of the treatments? You know, how is it that Katina is actually even here alive talking with us today? What have we learned? What are some of the innovative people? What are they doing? And we'll talk about that and much more when we come back. We'll also talk about her book and what that book has meant to the world of people, how it has brought hope and how it has brought action in this world that needs so much attention around Lyme disease. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back. I found a martyr in my bed
tonight. Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I got a couple of pings from you guys out there. You want me to give out that website slowly. Katina Macker's joining me here today. We're talking about the work that she has been doing over the past 10 years or longer. But the other thing also we're talking about is what kind of information you all can have, you know, regarding finding out, getting educated, getting informed of what Lyme disease actually is and how you can find out more information about it. First thing I want to say to you is go to limelightradio.com. That's how you're going to find a whole lot out about Katina, about her radio show, and also you'll be able to get a copy of her book here, and we'll tell you a little bit about that. And the next thing also we want to say is this is also a work in progress. I want to make sure that all of you know that this is going to be expanding and growing. We have a national itinerary we're planning as we move into the next year, which is our 10th anniversary of the show, to really shine the light on some of the most important conversations on health and well-being. And this one is absolutely gripping, as they say about her book, Out of the Woods. And what she goes across the country and worldwide to talk about, what her lectures are all about. Katina, thank you for joining me here today. There's no better way, and boy, I say this, you know, I kind of like biting my tongue as I'm going to get ready to say this to you. There's no better way than to share such a profound journey than to have the person share it that has been through it. You know, it's something interesting a mentor said to me a couple of years ago. He said to me, you know what? Don't even bother talking about that topic. It was some topic. And I said, well, why? He said, you know, you cannot take a person to a place you haven't gone yourself. And what I say about that, it's really the combination of the people that have gone there and the people that have not gone there that are passionate about it is what gives us incentive for hope. I wanted you to talk for a minute, if you don't mind, about the part of your journey where you got hope. The things that helped turn your situation around. Can you talk about where we are now? What have you discovered? What are some of the things in your toolbox?
Well, yeah, that's a really all-encompassing question, Pat. It's very true that when you're seriously ill and chronically ill and you're turning to this institutions and medical system that we've been trained to trust, and I wanted to be a doctor. I went to Duke University, a pre-med program, to be a physician. I ended up becoming a homeopathic practitioner, but which is still in the healing profession. But when I was so let down and despairing and lost because no one had any solutions for me, hope was not in my vernacular. I was in despair. I was in distrust, and I was at the bottom of the barrel thinking I could not make it through another day or night, and it was my little 7-year-old, 8-year-old son that was the only, like, beacon to keep me alive. And I recall many teary conversations on the phone with my father, who was a World War II veteran, and he had a very strong soul. And he said to me, you cannot give up. He says, they left me for dead in the Philippines, and I lived. I was declared dead, and I decided to go back in my body and live. He says, if I can do that, you can hold on. He says, and hope needs to be part of what that is. And you need to believe you're going to be well. And you have to create a positive image in your mind of what you are going to feel and be like when you're healthy. And I really have to say, my dad coaxed me into believing that I could be well. And when I set that intention, like, I saw myself healthy and bright and smiling and standing strong in front of a crowd of people and glowing with energy and filled with passion, I just visited that image every single day. And then I started writing words down, you know, that meant something to me. I made a manifestation list. And then pieces started falling into place, Pat. I found that clinical nutritionist. I found a spiritual healer who helped me heal my emotional wounds. An integrative physician came into my life. I mean, the right people, the things started lining up, and I didn't say no. I embraced it. I felt like, you know what, I can't cower in the corner anymore. This one medical model was not working for me, and I have to reach out. So I reached out, and I embraced the journey. I said, you know, I'm going to die if I just stay like this, so I've got to make change. And I have come to learn that serious illness, whether it's cancer or chronic Lyme disease or any, you know, thing that takes us way down to the bottom of the barrel, it's a really big, like, magnifying glass of change. We need to change. You're not living your life's true path, or you're not living in the right energetic way for your health and well-being, and we need to change. Individuals need to embrace change, and it's sometimes scary, but ultimately, when we can make those changes, anything is possible.
Well, I think one of the other things that that I think we should talk about is exactly what you're... I love the idea of don't give up. I mean, I can think about my stepmom. I mean, my gosh, she taught me the power of perseverance in ways that I didn't even appreciate when I was going through it, but I do appreciate it now. One of the things I wanted to talk with you about along the way is, you know, this idea that all of us have about bringing everything together. But part of this journey, and I want to talk with you about this because I know you've been through it and I know I've been through it. Part of this journey is really looking at when you say yes to persevering, right? When you say yes for your life, right? This is what we're doing, saying yes for our life. That doesn't mean everybody around us is going to say yes with us. You may have to go through and spend a lot of money to heal yourself, as I did. A lot of money, you know, to make sure that you're getting the treatment. The people, the relationships you're in, they fade away because they don't get it. And then if they get educated about it, then they get scared. I mean, this is like a ripple effect. And we, up until recently, we haven't had the kind of emotional support around this. Because this
is really true.
I mean, isn't this like what happened with the AIDS movement? I mean, I had so many people that I knew that passed away, but I also had so many friends that had partners that passed away and couldn't get support. Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
That's exactly. I think that's a really great parallel, and it's I experienced it firsthand, and I've met thousands of people in the past 18 months on the road with my book. And as you know, I'm passionate about this subject, and I am so honored to now be hosting the weekly radio show, Limelight Radio, because we're going to have really firsthand, cutting-edge knowledge about the science with this illness. We're going to hear from foundation leaders. We're going to talk to patients. We're going to be talking to practitioners. We're going to be talking to all different kinds of folks who are involved in this movement in the Lyme disease community. And you're right. I draw the parallel to the HIV/AIDS experience of before. People feel ostracized. They feel neglected. They feel lost. They feel isolated. It's very hard. You don't look ill necessarily on the outside of Lyme disease, and but you're so tragically weak on the inside. They equate it to the advanced level of congestive heart failure. That's how weak and fatigued people feel with this illness and compromised. And you're right. People don't understand, and it's hard. I had to sell my house in order to pay my medical bills. I lost my marriage. My marriage collapsed because my husband couldn't endure. And my son and I, we ended up living in a tiny little, you know, apartment downtown, and I had to use my money to support my medical treatments and recovery process. It took 5 years of devout treatment to get well, and I'm overjoyed that I have reclaimed my life and that I'm, you know, devoted to helping others have that hope, like you said, and to hold hands emotionally and spiritually as they walk this Lyme road. It's not an easy path, and as you said, you know, some people don't have the support system, and if Limelight Radio can be a support system, you know, beautiful. I'm all about it. You know, we are spiritual beings, and we're connected, and let's hold hands. Let's crack the code on this illness, and let's move forward. We've got to make the change.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. And I want to just give a shout-out here from Barbie from Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Barbie, thank you. I got your instant feedback. I know you're blocked at work. I know we get so many folks that try to listen. For those of you out there that have smartphones, you know, if you go to the drpatshow.com and you just click on the listen live button, you'll be able to listen in about a month or so. All the sites are going to be redone. Everything will be responsive. We'll have a telephone app. We'll have a desktop app you can put on your desktop. But for those of you out there that have smartphones, this is another way for you to listen to the show. Thank you, Barbie, for that, for your just great heartfelt words for Katina. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about hope in action. What does it mean? What can you do? How can you help a friend or another? You know, is there someone in your community that might be in a situation like this? Where can you send them? We're going to give you lots of information and resources. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Joining Katina Macris, joining us on the show here today. We're going to take a short break, folks. We'll be right back.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
Learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow. Talk radio to thrive by. I guess you guys could tell that we're, Katina and I are a little fired up on this topic for a lot of reasons. I think if you've been on any journey that even sounds remotely like what we're talking about, then you get it. But, Katina, here's the one thing that I want to say. I don't know about you, but about 2 years ago, I lost a friend who was diagnosed with ALS. I think it was about 2 years, maybe 3 years ago. At the same time, you know, the film was being screened. And I tried to have a conversation to say, you know, why don't you go get this test? And at the time, you know, we were sending people for the Stanford test. And I said, you know, why don't you just get this test? And my friend, her illness progressed so quickly, Katina, so quickly, so hard, so quickly, that by the time that I could have this conversation, she was like, you know, I'm done. Now, if you saw the film, right, Under Our Skin, there was an entire segment in there about ALS and the diagnosis of ALS. So I think this is a really great opportunity for you to share where we've been, but where are we now? Where are the places of hope? Where can people go?
Yes, well, we have a few great cutting-edge, state-of-the-art Lyme disease testing laboratories in this country that the average physician does not know about, and as a listener, you should know about. And these are the labs that are the ones that can help identify the organism in your system. And it's okay to mention them on the air. One is called IGenX, I-G-E-N-E-X. They're in Palo Alto, California. There's another one in Maryland called Clongen, C-L-O-N-G-E-N. And there's another one in Texas called Fry, F-R-Y-E, Labs. And what you need to do, if you think you have Lyme disease, even if it's a new infection, like you've pulled a tick off of your body or you didn't even find a tick. I never found a tick or a bullseye rash on me. I just had that summertime flu. If you're suspicious that you have Lyme disease, either in the acute form, like we said, which can be arrested and treated, not with 2 weeks of antibiotics, but with a longer 6 weeks course of antibiotics, you want to have one of these specialty labs test for you. And if you think you have a chronic version, like we've been talking about today, with an assorted, you know, panoply of symptoms or a diagnosis like lupus or ALS, again, you want to use these labs. They have advanced testing that looks for the organism in various states and stages. And that's a place of hope, is to get the proper diagnosis. You want to tell your doctor, use this lab. Don't use a local lab or a local hospital lab. They have a faulty 60 to 70% error rate on the negative side. The other thing you can do is, in your state, is Google Lyme and then the state, or excuse me, the opposite, your state, like Vermont Lyme or California Lyme, Texas Lyme, and you will find a support group or multiple support groups in your state. Contact those support groups. They are wonderful resources. They often meet weekly or monthly. They know doctors and practitioners, naturopaths, et cetera, in your area that will be what we call Lyme literate. And they're the ones that are going to know how to help you get well. And also, it's wonderful to have the support group there to help, you know, as resource and dialogue, like we said, and just even, you know, assistance. Sometimes you just need people to drive you to an appointment. So, you know, those are two great resources. On my book, I have to say, Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, is an enormous support for people. I get emails every single day. It warms my heart. People say to me, oh, my gosh, Katina, you wrote my words exactly. You're saving spirits. You're saving lives. No one understood what I have been going through. And I have a great section at the end of the book called The Nuts and Bolts, which breaks down treatment protocols that are effective with this illness. And also you can visit my website, outofthewoodsbook.com. I have got great resource page there and a Lyme disease symptom questionnaire to take. So, I mean, there is help. We've got researchers. We've got some great research coming out of Dr. Eva Sappi at University of New Haven. We've got another one, John Alcott at Johns Hopkins. They're trying to figure out DNA markers on people. Why are some people so susceptible to this illness, and why do some people kind of get a bye? You know, they'll get bitten, but they recover quickly. So, I mean, these are the places I think we need to be looking forward, you know, forwards to and with.
Well, and I think that also part of this is what you said. There are treatments you can get. I mean, there are groups up in the Northeast, special people that have been helping people with Lyme, you know, that have been forming to really get at the underneath the emotional things. And actually, you're going to have one of them on your show. So maybe
yes,
we should talk a bit about that.
Yes. Yes, we have, you know, there's a lot of people, I have to say, that are doing great work. There's Limelight Radio is going to highlight, as I said, and share with us people that are, you know, in the know and making progress with this illness. But there's a great group, Advanced Cellular Training, out of Rhode Island. Gary Blyer, he's a cutting-edge practitioner that has knowledge of how to use the mind-body healing pathway to actually use the energies that we have within our mind to reset negative thought patterns and grooves into positive ones so that you can jumpstart the, you know, positive neural pathways and create good hormones in your brains, which in turn stimulate good immune function and reverse, you know, illness into health. So I'm very impressed with ACT. There's other, you know, great, like EFT, emotional freedom technique. You know, these are mind-body healing pieces that are good for all forms of illness. And we also have some really great organizations in the country. I'd like to mention the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance out of New York City and also Limelight Foundation out of the Bay Area and San Francisco. These groups I really admire. They are raising money to put into research and into treatment protocols. That we, like you said, with the HIV AIDS epidemic years ago, we can, you know, we can find some hope for people and some and some better quality of life.
Well, you know, we have a couple of minutes left. Please mention the event at Martha's Vineyard. What's going on there?
Oh, so exciting. A really great August 18th. Tick-Borne Disease Alliance and Martha's Vineyard Lyme Disease Center have created a wonderful day on Martha's Vineyard. We're starting out. I'm doing a book signing in the morning. They're doing a bike-a-thon, which is going to be the kickoff of John Donnelly. He's biking across America on behalf of Lyme disease, raising money for research. Dr. Pat's going to be there. We're going to broadcast live from Martha's Vineyard. I give a talk in the afternoon at 1 to 3 p.m. in Chilmark on Lyme disease and recovery treatment options. And then that evening we're having a wonderful fundraising dinner with music and dancing. It's going to be a chock full day. And really all the kind of, you know, people that want to be part of this, you know, expanding awareness and education about Lyme disease, it's going to be exciting. And as you're going to broadcast, so we'll share the news with everyone.
Yeah, and but I want to just give a shout-out to Chris and WBLQ and the folks out there that are actually going to broadcast the event live through the WBLQ Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York studios. And I want to give a shout-out to them as our partner in bringing this forth. And so thank you guys for doing that. More details to follow. Katina, thank you so much. One last question. We have time for one last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
My personal message is that Lyme disease is the epidemic illness of our era that's asking us to unite the two hands of healthcare. It's asking us to take the science and diagnostics of traditional Western medicine and unite it with the restorative therapeutics of natural medicine, because two hands working together are better than one. And you can get well. The human being is remarkably resilient. We have great tools at hand, and you just need to reach out and do the hard work.
I love it. Katina, thank you for joining us here today. For you folks out there, Katina's show is kicking off. LimelightRadio.com is the website. Lots of information. This is, by the way, this is one of the requests that you as listeners have made, and that is to provide more information about the status of Lyme disease in this country. Thanks for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Audio was via a
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. Contest.